Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I want to know how people feel today compared to a year ago about Dan Quinn. An NFC championship game will change the approval rating just a little bit, obviously. Yeah. Heck of a run for Washington. And it was really through his mentorship and tutelage, a lot of those players, his culture building, that made it all possible. But let's start with this. Where did he do best? What were his strengths this year? And if there were any shortcomings or weaknesses, what were those? Let's go through it.
So, just in terms of reaction real quick, at the time I was whelmed. I wasn't, devastated by it. I wasn't over the moon by it. The only thing that I objected to at the time was people that kind of swallowed the company line where they said, this was the plan all along. They always wanted him. It's just not what it looks like when that's your guy. It's not. The guy's not at the airport on the day after his interview in the regular terminal with the other schleps at National to be photographed by Nikki Jabala. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what it looks like. They ended up with a guy that, was the culture builder and the right dude. So we talk about this all the time when it comes to coaches, GP. And the best coach for the best team may not be the right coach for your team at the time. And here's what I mean. This group needed what Dan Quinn provided. The consensus building, culture building, everyone buying in. Ron Rivera was able to talk it at the press conference and say all the right things. But I don't think he was about it. You know what I mean? Like, there were small examples over the years, but when there were times where, hey, are you going to apply yourself and do everything you possibly can and work hard? No, I'm going to take this time off and do this, that, and the other thing, when he had all the jobs. Dan Quinn says the right thing at the podium, has all the catchphrases, the backwards hat, I'm very approachable, I'm a cool dude, but then it seems, to this point, the follow-through. And it's guys from all over the league. It's not just buddies of mine from that time in Carolina or that time in Atlanta, as the case was. It's, hey, I had a hard time dealing with Cliff Kingsbury's offense. I'm going to grab that guy. Or I had a hard time, I can go get Brian Johnson, who I don't have the same level of association with. The consensus building and the fact that they got younger guys, older guys, the Ken Nortons of the world, the David Blaus, the Anthony Lynn's former head coaches as part of his staff, that build, to me, was the ultimate strength to get a bunch of people in here, young, old, and everything in between as a staff, and then subsequently do that with the players, where we really are about a culture. Not just the words, not just the occasional catchphrase here or there, but every day there's a standard and we're going to meet it.
So I was not a fan of the hire at all, you'll remember. I was disappointed and bummed when they hired Dan Quinn. And he's been tremendous. He has been, to use your diction, kind of exactly what they needed at that time. For me, it was never personal about Dan Quinn. I didn't know him at all. I knew of him like everybody else. I followed the league very closely when he was in Atlanta. And I know that everybody that I am close with around the league loves and adores him. So I didn't think it was a situation where they were hiring someone who was not going to be popular in the building. I just don't do defensive head coaches. That's not for me. Some people love refried beans. I do not. I would not hire a retread defensive coordinator. It's just not something that excites me in a hiring process. You only get so many hires over your time, whether that's as a GM or a head coach or whatever, and I'm swinging for the fences with, you know, a play caller to pair with the quarterback. So that was kind of my initial issue, I guess, with Quinn. But the hire was particularly disappointing for me at the time and exacerbated by how similar he was to Ron Rivera. And we made the jokes back then, but who am I talking about? The D.C. head coach who had not finished on a high note in the NFC South after a few years of 500-ish football, who got blown out, who had gotten to the Super Bowl that time. And I kind of thought him and Rivera, while not the same guy, are sold on the same shelf. You know, they are similar products. When you go to the grocery store, they're both on aisle 7, so to speak. What I would say is that Quinn did everything, and I mean everything, better than Ron Rivera as a head coach since he got here. He also benefits immensely from a real GM in Adam Peters, a real front office structure
yes.
with Lance Newmark and Sosna and all the guys underneath of Adam Peters, you know, a real ownership group, which Ron didn't have early on, and, of course, the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. You know, I don't want to take away from Dan Quinn, who I think had an amazing job, but I think if Ron Rivera had Jaden Daniels, remember when he had Cam Newton, he probably would have been more highly regarded around these parts as well. So the ownership group being an A, the GM being an A, and the quarterback being an A-plus probably all helped Dan Quinn as well. But here's what I want to give him a lot of credit for. Frankly, everything. But the staff he built was amazing. You know, when Rivera got hired, Danny, he brought all his guys from Carolina that had coached with him with the Panthers and said, hey, let's do the 7-9 staff from Carolina here and see what happens. And then, weirdly, they won 7 games a few times. Dan Quinn went around the league and hired some of the best assistants that were available in every capacity. He built an amazing staff. Some guys had worked with him before, but most of them, especially the entire offensive staff, hadn't. And that staff was the best thing that happened.
So I want to jump back to one other point you made, because I said that and I agree with you. I think that was a testament to him. But just again, it's inevitable you compare him with Ron, his predecessor. And here in one regard, while you were talking, it made me think of this. I don't think Ron could have done what Dan Quinn did on a number of levels. But remember, to get Ron, it had to be coach-centric. Ron's also the GM or the team president. He's sitting in meetings. I like that commander's name. I really do. That's an interesting one to make. It makes a lot of sense. He's doing everything. He's wearing all the hats. What was Dan Quinn here to do? I'm not here to be the GM, man. I just want to coach football. Yes. You see what I'm saying? Like the ability to say, yeah, I have some input. Yes, in my opinion, I'll give it. But to build the consensus instead of having a bunch of lackeys around that agreed with Ron. Right? Like, the guys, the higher-ups in this organization reported to Ron. That's not the case, and that's not winning. That's not the right way to do things. Dan Quinn is a puzzle piece that goes into the chain of command here. He's got a critical role, or an incredibly important one. He's in charge of that room. But Adam Peters is going to be the guy that picks the players with Quinn's input and everybody else, and they'll build the consensus. But that part of it, to me, is what set him ahead. So if you're just doing a resume style, you're 100% right. It's why I don't know the man. I've seen him from afar like everybody else had. And I kind of went, oh, okay, I get it. They're trying to have a guy to kind of stabilize, right the ship, turn the culture around, and maybe your genius is a couple years down the line. What I underestimated is the level of commitment and follow-through, the humility to not have to be the end-all, be-all, not have your own logo, not be telling people, here's my riverboat T-shirt or whatever, and going to do these other things that aren't about football and aren't about winning. I was wildly impressed with I almost called him Dan Campbell, with Dan Quinn in that regard. Where
no, it's Dan Quinn, yeah.
Where there was no stopping. You know what I mean? There was no off switch to the brand.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. If you want to give your thoughts on Dan Quinn 1 year later, I think the staff is the best thing he did. It set a really good tone, and it gave them a chance to succeed because they were well coached at every single position. I also think his popularity around the league, the fact that he is so beloved and well liked by players, was an immense benefit as well. Because you had guys that wanted to come play for him again, like Bobby Wagner as an example. I thought that was a huge deal. And then in-game, I thought he was pretty good, honestly. I mean, there's always going to be little things you can quibble about, time management here or there. But his obsession and seeming 2020's makeover to be Mr. Fourth Down guy that you were just kind of referencing. I mean, I don't know where that came from. But God bless it. I love it. Like, that was his way to my heart, man. It's like a neighbor bringing over brownies when you move in or something. I really grew to enjoy him rolling the dice and going for those fourth downs and being ultra aggressive and understanding I've got a cheat code of a weapon at quarterback and my offense is very, very hard to stop in short yardage. So I guess if the question is how much differently do you feel about Dan Quinn now than a year ago, I mean, for me, it's significant in that I didn't want him to be the head coach here a year ago, and I was wrong. He did a great job this past season. Now, I still have my own proclivities that I'm not going to be able to untrain myself from. I wish that they had an offensive-minded head coach that was paired with Jaden Daniels that, you know, like, just as an example, if Cliff Kingsbury was their head coach and I knew those two guys were going to be together for the next 12 years potentially, I would feel better about that than Dan Quinn as their head coach and the offensive staff going to inevitably be in flux here in the next year or two. But the hire by Adam Peters clearly was a perfect fit, and he's built a tremendous culture, and you can see why he's so popular. You see why players love this guy.
Yeah, I mean, the where the rubber met the road, it wasn't, you know, one OTA or one training camp or whatever. It was this constant and consistent on message, this is who we are and this is how we do it. It didn't go away when, you know, like, again, I can't help but bring up Rivera. We're going to do this, we're going to behave this way, we'll arrive violently and we'll be aggressive. First game against Arizona, they stopped calling timeouts and stopped trying to win because it was like, yeah, this point's probably not going to happen. So you're about it until it's not exactly convenient. This group took on that personality. They were never out of games. They were always relentless. They always competed. They did everything they possibly could, and you squeezed every ounce out of each stone here with this team, with this organization. Took on this personality. Huge credit to Harrison Company, Adam Peters and Company for figuring out this is what this group needed. And, you know, my opinion went from, okay, it's fine, let's see, to, hell yeah, they got the right guy.
Yeah, he was the right guy for this year, undoubtedly. I mean, and I think just the culture-building part of it is going to be a win next year, too. I wonder really about the long term and the ceiling, but I'll say this. If Jaden Daniels is a top five guy, if he's a Mount Rushmore quarterback in this league that's trying to knock off Burrow or Jackson to be up there with Allen and Mahomes as an example, then it probably doesn't matter that much who your coach is. Or a lot of things really don't matter that do for everybody else because you've got the answer key, so to speak. But let's hear from you guys next. 800-636-1067 is the number. Dan Quinn just had a tremendous first calendar year as the head coach of this team. He has a legitimate chance to win coach of the year, and it would be well-deserved after Washington went from not winning 11 games for 33 years to a 14-win regular and postseason this year.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.